The recording of Allen Ginsberg's poem, How, which you're about to hear, was made at KPFA several months ago, before the censorship controversy about the poem had arisen. This recording was, in fact, broadcast by KPFA some months ago, very late one evening. For those who are especially curious about the details of the obscenity issue surrounding this poem, it should be mentioned that Mr. Ginsberg's reading, if compared with the printed text of the poem, which led to the arrest and censorship trial we'll be discussing later on, reveals that the poet himself deleted for radio broadcasting one or two passages which appear in the book, Howl and Other Poems. Moreover, for this particular broadcast, and specifically in consideration of the hour at which this broadcast occurs, KPFA has edited out two or three words or brief passages in the poem, simply as a matter of taste. I think you may feel assured, however, in what you're going to hear, that the full essence of what has provoked the San Francisco Police Department into the arrest of Mr. Ferlinghetti is still present. Mr. Ginsberg's poem is addressed to a friend of his who is confined in an insane asylum in the East. The book, which Mr. Ferlinghetti was arrested for selling, has an introduction by one of the principal American poets of the 20th century, William Carlos Williams. Here are the last two paragraphs of Mr. Williams's introduction. He says, "It is the poet, Allen Ginsberg, who has gone in his own body through the horrifying experiences described from life in these pages. The wonder of the thing is not that he has survived, but that he, from the very depths, has found a fellow whom he can love, a love he celebrates without looking aside in these poems. Say what you will, he proves to us, in spite of the most debasing experiences that life can offer a man, the spirit of love survives to ennoble our lives if we have the wit and the courage and the faith and the art to persist. It is the belief in the art of poetry," Mr. Williams continues, "that has gone hand in hand with this man into his Golgotha, from that charnel house similar in every way to that of the Jews of the past war. But this is our own country, our own fondest purlieus. We are blind and live our blind lives out in blindness. Poets are damned, but they are not blind. They see with the eyes of the angels. This poet sees through and all around the horrors he partakes of in the very intimate details of his poem. He avoids nothing, but experiences it to the hilt. He contains it, claims it as his own, and, we believe, laughs at it, and has the time and effrontery to love a fellow of his choice and record that love in a well-made poem. Hold back the edges of your gowns, ladies. We are going through hell. Signed, William Carlos Williams." And now here is Allen Ginsberg reading the poem, How.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix. Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient, shuddering connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night, who poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high sat up smoking in the supernatural darkness of cold water flats floating across the tops of cities contemplating jazz, who bared their brains to heaven under the L and saw Mohammedan angels staggering on tenement roofs illuminated, who passed through universities with radiant, cool eyes hallucinating Arkansas and Blake Light tragedy among the scholars of war, who were expelled from the academies for crazy and publishing obscene odes on the windows of their skull.